I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I. Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. During his debate with Vice President Harris, former President Trump repeated already debunked claims about Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
On support for Ukraine, the vice president said Trump's admiration for Putin is a threat.
If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now.
Post-debate, Trump claimed Harris lost and would not commit to a second debate. Harris picked up the endorsement of pop megastar Taylor Swift. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy arrived in Kyiv. Ukraine is pressing its Western allies to allow it to use long-range missiles against targets deeper inside Russia. Earlier, Blinken accused Iran of providing missiles with short-range missiles. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. October up 38 to 23.92, November up 51 to 23.46, December up 33 to 22.34, January milk up 6 at 20.89. Cheese markets on the day were higher. Barrels up 5.5 to 234. 40-pound blocks up 3.5 to 230.5. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 317.5. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.5 to 139.5. One trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 59 even. Two trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, feeder or live cattle markets were mostly mixed as box beef prices were mixed and cash prices were trending lower. That helped to pressure especially the nearby contracts. Now, box beef prices, again, were mixed on the midday, and that also helped to provide some pressure to the feeder cattle markets, but they actually continued to trade higher to rally off of Monday's highs. Meanwhile, hog markets continued to move mostly mixed, finding some technical footing, but there was still a little bit of profit-taking in the nearby contract. October live cattle down 60 cents to 176.32. September feeder cattle up 75 cents to 238.47. October hogs down 25 cents to 78.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower. Positive weather to help with the harvest, helping to pressure corn. That positive weather in Brazil also pressuring soybeans as well. Product weakness and harvest pressure additionally providing pressure to beans. Meanwhile, wheat markets higher due to higher MATIF wheat prices. New crop 25 corn down 1 to 444. New crop 25 beans down 15.5 to 1047.5. September wheat up 3.25 to 558.75. Minneapolis wheat September up 3.5 to 582.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.49, October $3.49, new crop $3.54. Cash and new crop beans at $9.17. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn $3.66 and a quarter, October $3.59 and a quarter, new crop $3.59 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn $3.56, October $3.61, new crop $3.56. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and new crop corn at $3.49 and cash of beans $9.42, new crop $9.22. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.54, new crop $3.54, cash beans $9.35, new crop at $9.17. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.64, new crop $3.60, cash beans $9.37, new crop $9.35. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.44, new crop $3.52, cash beans $9.47, new crop $9.29. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 176 to 190. Holstein fed cattle 154 to 180. Market cows 90 to 140. Bulls 138 to 158. Calves 250 to 860. Beef steers at 219 to 445. Holstein steers 150 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down. Light lambs 230 and down. Ewes 110 and down. Goat markets, does 130 and down. Bucks 180 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 179 to 187.50. Finished beef heifers 179 to 187.50. Finished dairy steers 170 to 179. Market cows 106 to 121. Market bulls 123 to 163. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid today. Partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sleep. pick myself up and carry on without your love. I'm getting back on my feet. It's been a long, hard fall, but I'll make it after all. No, I didn't know my own strength. Denver times got tough, and I knew what I was made of. I didn't know my own strength till I had to pick myself.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lori Morgan and I Didn't Know My Own Strength here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning. We have temperatures upper 50s to low 60s this morning. Going to see plenty more sunshine today and another warm day as well. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we are going to be talking with Mark Bradke. Had a chance to talk with him last week during the Winfield United's answer plot about a possible new way for you to scout your fields. And we're going to talk with Mike about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Dairy markets have been volatile as of late. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
The Class 3 milk and cheese prices have seen fireworks over the past few weeks. Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Producer Services for Ever.Ag, says it's due to bullish buying events and reports stacking up on each other.
We had a milk production report that certainly showcased we're still negative, with a monster revision to June milk production by, I believe it was 0.8% revision. So you got this continued storyline of, hey, U.S. milk supply is tight, and we are now walking into our busiest time of year in regards to our demand season really starts to kick into high gear between now and the next couple months as schools come back online, football starts, pizza season, Labor Day, all these things.
Essentially, he says, tight supply is walking into the teeth of the high demand season.
We know our heifer inventories are tight. We are finishing up what's been a very hot summer. And then obviously on top of that, we've had the avian flu, which has really worked its way around the country to the dismay of many dairies. But, you know, hay has been a market factor in regards to the supply shortage.
Demand hasn't necessarily been great this year, but it's been better than expected. It has been price supportive for dairy producers.
I think there was a lot of expectations around poor demand. And I'd say a lot of poor demand ended up being okay demand. And you're doing that on the backside of what was really record exports through Q2, when we can all remember milk was not $23, but it was more like $15. So that time there definitely helped us clear some product and cleared it into a market where I think milk continues to surprise the industry, not only domestically, but globally, and that U.S. milk production remains negative and likely to stay there for a while.
Higher U.S. milk and cheese prices are not alone on the global market. Yonkman says other regions are seeing new highs, which is giving the U.S. industry some staying power in the global dairy trade.
We're not up here all on our own. We've got European prices making new highs for the year. They've got a butter price trading north of 380. They have a cheddar and mozzarella price that are starting to trade this 225 to 245 range. So we're not alone, which I think really helps give kind of some staying power, if you will, to some of these prices here domestically.
Ryan Yonkman of Ever.Ag. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and there I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Your
flying with me in Atlanta. It's such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano. I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. I'm like a tumbleweed. This wind, you're blowing me away. Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and there. I'm like a tumbleweed.
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tracy Lawrence and Texas Tornado here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s across the region today. Could see 80s here, mid-80s coming up later on this afternoon. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture will be holding a global dairy summit on October 4th from 9 to 11. That's going to be during World Dairy Expo. It'll feature national leaders in the dairy industry. Purpose of the Global Dairy Summit is to provide insight into the dairy economy, consider the industry outlook, and highlight potential marketing opportunities. The Department of Ag is inviting all dairy farmers, processors, businesses, and global industry stakeholders to attend. Now, if you'd like some more information on that Global Dairy Summit, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture's website. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Learn more at firestoneag.com. This year, almost 3 million head of feeder cattle will make their way through Nebraska feedlots, and Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen doesn't want lab-grown meat to hurt that crucial segment of their economy. He's launched a full-scale effort, and I'll have the details after this.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at firestoneag.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Nebraska is set to become the fourth state to enact laws against lab-grown meat, joining Florida, Alabama, and Iowa. With a new executive order in place and legislation on the horizon, Nebraska is poised to make a big statement in the ongoing debate over alternative protein sources. Governor Jim Pillen's executive order, signed in late August, prohibits Nebraska state agencies and contractors from purchasing cultivated meat starting in 2025. But that's just the beginning. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture has been tasked with drafting regulations to ensure that lab-grown products are clearly labeled and not marketed alongside traditionally raised meats. A public hearing on the proposed rules is scheduled for October 8th, and the governor has stated his intention to push for legislation that would completely ban the sale of cultivated meat in Nebraska during the next legislative session. The motivation behind these actions is clear. Nebraska is the second largest cattle-producing state in the nation, and Governor Pillen has made it a priority to protect the state's ag industry. Speaking before beef producers in West Point last week, Pillen emphasized the importance of supporting Nebraska's farmers and ranchers, saying, quote, "We feed the world and save the planet more effectively and more efficiently than anybody else." Proponents of the legislation, like Nebraska Department of Ag Director Sherry Vinton, argue that consumers have a right to know what they're buying. She explained, "Nebraska consumers want to know that what they're purchasing is safe, wholesome meat and not a lab-grown product." Nebraska's actions come on the heels of similar measures taken in other states. Florida was the first state to enact a full ban on cultivated meat, though that law is now facing a lawsuit from Upside Foods, one of the few companies in the U.S. with approval to sell cultivated chicken. Alabama and Iowa also have enacted restrictions, with Iowa barring school districts and public colleges from purchasing lab-grown meat. I'll be back with more after this.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
With the push for a legislative ban on lab-grown meat in Nebraska growing, proponents of the cell-based technology argue that overly broad laws will stifle innovation in their sector, which probably sounds just fine to the cattle producers of Nebraska. We'll continue watching this issue as these efforts move to more states. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Learn more at firestoneag.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side. Tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We met at a truck stop, Johnson City, Tennessee.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
So good.
you put me through. So why don't you send me your photograph? It'd hurt a lot less than taking you back. Then I could still have my favorite part of you. 'Cause you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart. You look so good, but the way things look ain't the way they are. Better say goodbye before this goes too far. 'Cause now I realize you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Heading into early fall, crops here in Wisconsin still look good in many parts of the state. Nick Christian, an agronomist with Elsevia Co-op, says things do look good, but some challenges are taking shape. He says that Wisconsin producers are seeing some disease pressure late in the growing season.
So we've had tar spots start to show up pretty consistent across the footprint. So that showed up late this year. Doesn't mean that every year it's going to. Not going to be a whole lot of yield impact from this season. But as we move forward to future years, we're going to really need to manage that disease as we look at it. Other than that, a lot of the disease pressure has been pretty mellow. Some anthracnose starting to show up in spots, which with poor stalks is going to really continue to add to that challenge.
He also says producers who are looking into next year will want to get soil testing done this fall. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has launched a collection of interactive maps to allow data users to access key census of agriculture information. The newly redesigned Ag Census web map application offers public access to maps and accompanying data to help visualize, download, and analyze census of agriculture data down to the county level. The app's maps and statistics from the 2022 census across a number of categories, including crops, producers, and economics. NASA Administrator Joseph Parsons says it allows customizable ways to access the census of agriculture data in a way no other product can. He says, for example, a user can show average value of agriculture products sold per farm or view a county's data for a given category. In preparation for the 27 Census of Agriculture, NASA's already asking for content change suggestions and for new producers who did not receive a 2022 Census of Agriculture questionnaire last year to sign up and be counted. Both forms can be found at nas.usda.gov. In an unusual move, commodity groups are coordinating efforts in bringing producers and other agriculture stakeholders to Washington in an effort to get a new farm bill passed before the end of 2024. AgriPulse reports that such a cross-commodity initiative has not been put into practice since farmers pushed for what became the 2002 farm bill. Iowa banker Caleb Hopkins, vice chairman of the Ag and Rural Bankers Committee with the American Bankers Association, was reported by Politico as saying, if the farm bill is not passed this year, agriculture producers will struggle to obtain credit in the 25 production year. That will come as a blow to farmers who have experienced low commodity prices and high input costs. Lawmakers who have just returned from recess are working on must-pass legislation to keep the government open past September 30th. That's also the day that the one-year extension of the farm bill is set to expire. With Congress back from the recess, leaders in both parties are saying they will resume talks to get a farm bill passed before the end of the year, even if it happens during the lame duck session. Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow told Successful Farming she would do everything in my power to pass a farm bill this year. Farm state lawmakers have been deadlocked for weeks over SNAP funding, higher crop subsidy spending, and climate mitigation. Stabenow has proposed an increase of at least 5% in reference prices, no cut in SNAP funding, and keeping the guardrails on climate funding, but has yet to release a full bill text. Meanwhile, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota told Brownfield he's confident a new farm bill will get across the finish line after the November election. Emmer says House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson is ready to bring his version to the House floor. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced it will hold a global dairy summit Friday, October 4th from 9 till 11:30 during World Dairy Expo in Madison, featuring national leaders in the dairy industry. The purpose of the Global Dairy Summit is to provide insight into the dairy economy, consider the industry outlook, and highlight potential marketing opportunities. The Department of Ag is inviting farmers, processors, businesses, and global industry stakeholders to attend. Presentations include Kristen Harden of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, also Mike McCulley, the president and owner of McCulley Consulting, Heather Engfang, president of Dairy Foods, and executive vice president of Land O'Lakes, and Dave Lensmeyer, chief executive officer, Milk Specialties Global. For more information on the summit, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
World Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. And I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
watch my corn pop up and roast. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Before we say goodbye,
sometimes you're the way.